I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, September 6. Coming up, Prime Minister to visit all government ministries, task force on Jamaica's utility services to be launched, and national cleanup campaign heads to Hanover this weekend. The news in detail after this message.
Do you have a climate saving startup? Well, access up to $15,000 in investments through the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center launch at GreenTech Accelerator. The program is the first of its kind in the Caribbean. What's in it for you? Up to $6,000 in grants per startup, access to mentorship at industry investors, business model development, prototype development, become part of an amazing community, and so much more. Apply before September 9. Only 10 startups will be selected. For more information, visit caribbeancic.org/launch it or call 876-977-2154. Discover what's possible.
Now the news. The government is to set up a task force to review and assess the state of services, infrastructure, processes, and procedures of the electricity and telecommunications companies in Jamaica. This in light of recent incidents which saw the country experiencing major utility service outages. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says as a country that is looking for growth and development, there has to be a level of energy security and reliability to ensure that investors feel comfortable doing business in Jamaica.
It is integral and important that our infrastructure is resilient to shocks of the sort that we experienced recently. The Jamaica Public Service, along with other utility companies, Flo and Digicel, are working together with the government to ensure that we have a comprehensive understanding and assessment of our infrastructure.
Dr. Wheatley was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The task force will be comprised of ministry, regulatory, academic, and consumer representatives. Dr. Wheatley says after the task force is named, it will present a comprehensive report in 6 months, aspects of which will be made public, forming a basis for policy decisions and actions. Prime Minister Andrew Holness will be visiting all government ministries in the near future as part of plans to ensure the staff adequately understands the administration's aims and objectives. Mr. Holness says this is part of a wider initiative to strengthen the relationship between government and civil servants, as well as gain feedback on programs and policies already in place.
It is an important strategy in ensuring that there is a whole of government mission. It's one thing to have policy. You have to have a transmission mechanism for policy so that the people who are going to implement it can genuinely understand. So when I come and explain what is it that I would like to see happen, they can ask questions. And that's very important because then that tells me where the gaps in understanding are and how I fill them.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a tour of the Ministry of Education on Tuesday. The Minister of Industry and Commerce is urging more local manufacturing companies to get certified so that their goods can meet international standards. Director General in the Ministry Vivian Brown says internationally recognized certification is a major confidence boost for suppliers and consumers.
We are convinced that manufacturing has a huge role to play in the future of this country, and international standards and certification are major pillars in going forward.
Mr. Brown was speaking at the presentation ceremony for ISO 9001:2008 certification to P.A. Benjamin Manufacturing Company Limited by the National Certification Body of Jamaica, NCBJ, in Kingston recently. He says it's crucial that the country's trading partners have confidence in the goods and services produced in Jamaica, adding that the ministry is committed to the ISO certification process through the NCBJ. And the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, in collaboration with the National Cleanup Task Force, will continue its island-wide campaign in Hanover this weekend. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie will lead a team from several government agencies in a parish-wide cleanup exercise on Saturday, September 10, aimed at removing bulky waste, such as refrigerators, while eradicating possible mosquito breeding sites. The team will host two town hall meetings ahead of the cleanup exercise at Racine High School in Lucy on September 8 and Bethel Methodist Church Hall in Hopewell on September 9. The minister is urging residents to come out and voice their concerns as they prepare for Saturday's activities. Participating agencies will include the Ministry of Health, National Solid Waste Management Authority, National Works Agency, and the Hanover Parish Council. Members of the task force include the Social Development Commission, Jamaica Constabulary Force, and Jamaica Defense Force. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.